What's up, everybody? Welcome to the TNT Wellness and Nutrition Podcast. I'm Thomas.
I'm Tyson.
I studied exercise physiology and competed in many various sports ranging from wrestling to ultra running. I use that knowledge to combine today's science with ancient wisdom to live an optimal lifestyle and to spread that information onto the masses.
I'm a lifelong weightlifter and I'm obsessed with health and wellness. My degree in biology, with an emphasis in neurobiology, physiology, and behavior, allows me to take a deep dive into the most current literature and bring that information to you.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you'd like to show your support, please rate and review on your favorite podcast provider, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or SoundCloud. Also, sign up on our website, tntwellnessandnutrition.com, for all of our up-to-date content.
Let's get this started.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of TNT Wellness and Nutrition Podcast. This is Article of the Week number 18, and today we're going to be discussing an article titled Texas Lawmakers Approve Bill Banning Meat and Beef from Labels of Plant-Based Foods. And you can find this article on the website tntwellnessandnutrition.com if you're interested and you want to look into it a little bit deeper. But if you listen to this podcast in the past, you know where me and Tom stand on these supposed plant-based meats. And I actually really like this article. So, Tom, do you want to just briefly talk about it?
Yeah, I'm really glad that they're doing this. And I don't know if they already have this in their grocery stores or are going to be pushing for this as well. But I hope they move those, like, fake meats out of the meat aisle. Because I don't like seeing, like, because of the way that those foods are packaged, is really confusing. Like, they try to make those, I just keep thinking of, like, Impossible Burgers and, like, Beyond Meat. Like, they're going out of their way to make it as much meat as possible or make it look like meat to kind of confuse consumers. So, like, I hope they put them in a different, like, part of the grocery store. They should probably put that stuff with produce because that's what it is.
Yep.
And, like, I hope they take it kind of, like, a step further. But one thing I found really interesting is one of the lawmakers pushing for this said that he's doing this for vegetarians and not for meat eaters, because, like, the vegetarians are the ones that complain.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, I don't know how true that actually is, but, I mean, I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, no, I remember he said, I guess I don't remember that specific part, but I know I thought he said he did it for, like, both sides pretty much, so, like how you said, a consumer looking for meat would be confused and vice versa, but I actually really think that's a good point to put it somewhere else besides meat, because if you go look at what is, like, a Beyond Meat, like, ground beef, it looks basically exactly like normal ground beef. So I can understand why someone who's not informed won't even really understand and will just buy it thinking it's damn near the same thing.
Well, yeah, and the name Beyond Meat makes it sound like, oh, hey, this is the best tasting, like, ground beef that you will ever have in your life, that it's going to taste like it's, like, a whole nother level. Or, like, Impossible Burger sounds kind of like it tastes so good that it's, like, impossible to beat this
good. Yeah.
It feels like it's just kind of, it's not saying that it's a plant-based food.
Yep.
It seems like it's just targeting, like, oh, yeah, it tastes really good.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's smart to get rid of these labels and to stop confusing people. And honestly, I've talked about this in the past, but, like, me and Tom definitely are in the low-carb, whole foods, animal-based kind of nutrition world. That's where we believe most people should be. Actually, if you're human and your blood's red, that's probably where you should be. But, you know, that's a whole nother point. But one thing people can agree on, even if you are vegetarian, even if you are vegan, I think a lot of people can agree that highly processed foods are bad for you. I don't think that's a stretch. I think we can all kind of find common ground there. And if you just look at the ingredient label of a steak, which it doesn't even have one, but it would be one thing, and it would be meat. But if you go and read the ingredient labels of an Impossible Burger or Beyond Meat, it is literally 30 different ingredients, like, mashed together, dyed to make it look like meat, processed to make it the same texture as meat. There's nothing healthy about these products. Literally nothing.
So, I don't agree with you that most people would say that processed foods are bad, because I know, like, vegetarians, or I guess vegans, that think that these burgers are healthy and have, like, tried to get me to try them and tried to get my fiance to try them. And I've always, like, no, I'm never going to eat that. Like, that has so many just, horrible ingredients. Like, there's no way in hell I'm ever going to try one of those. And I told her this. I told Kaylee to say the same thing. I was like, no, don't you ever try one.
Never. Yeah, I feel like I'm on like moral ground. I would never try one.
It's not only just like the moral ground, but it's like it's somebody trying to give you a donut, but saying like, oh no, this is super healthy. It's like, no, that's some trash food. Like, you've just been brainwashed to think it's healthy.
Exactly. It's not. No, there's nothing healthy about it. So I hope people out there listening understand that these Impossible Burgers and Beyond Meat, all their products are not healthy. It's basically a mix of vegetable oils and some sort of like pea protein to provide the actual like structure, the physical shape of it. And if you've listened to this, you know how bad industrial seed oils are. They are probably the number one thing everyone should cut out of their diets. They're so bad for you. And pea protein is such a shit form of protein. As far as from a true protein value, it's very low on the scale, and it should never be considered a quality source of protein. So the labels on the back are very misleading. Even if it does say it has 20, 25 grams of protein, the quality of the protein is so low it shouldn't even count, in my opinion. And we've talked about this extensively, so you can go to the website and search crude protein or true protein, and you'll find a way more in-depth explanation of it. But I'm totally on board with this law. Even if they're doing it for the vegetarians, that's fine by me. I just think something needs to be done, because claiming their meat is very misleading, because it couldn't be farther from the truth.
Yeah, I just wish they took this like a step further, but I mean, I guess this is really early on. It's like the first law really doing this. It's in Texas. So we'll probably see more laws like this in the future. At least I hope we will, because it's not banning the word burger. So like Impossible Burger can still have that on their label, which, I mean, I feel like they shouldn't be able to use the word burger either, because I feel like burger is just associated with meat. But unfortunately, that's not in this law that they're proposing. So hopefully in the future that'll happen. But we live in California. I don't know if we'll ever get this law here.
Honestly, I can see this law passing in a few red states. But yeah, California being so liberal, they're not going to do anything that might be interpreted to kind of exclude anything, even words. You know what I mean? Like, California would never do this. But yeah, so that's, you have anything else to say on it?
No, I think we covered it pretty good. I mean, it's kind of funny that we don't really talk politics that much, but we've been talking a lot of politics on this podcast lately.
Well, I mean, it's getting political. Food is getting political, and it's just, yeah, exactly. It's not, I don't like talking politics. I've said it a million times, but sometimes you have to. And yeah, this is one of those cases. But yeah, so like I said in the intro, you can find the article on the website and everything else. So go to tntwellnessandnutrition.com. And if you want to reach out to us, we're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. So feel free to reach out anytime.
Yeah, please rate, review, subscribe, and or follow on your favorite podcast provider. That's Apple Podcasts, Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and YouTube. Hope everybody has a happy and healthy week.